Welcome back to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're discussing Curing Courtney, which is a book about a mom's struggle to get her child well. That's a universal theme. Specifically, Courtney was suffering from autoimmune hepatitis, and her mom, Denise Gebe Otten, who is our guest today, in a very ingenious way, combined conventional therapy only took her daughter so far, with natural approaches involving diet, supplements, and innovative use of different types of medication, to cure Courtney. And we're very happy to hear that Courtney's doing well.
She's doing great.
Yeah, so just to cut to the chase, Courtney is now in remission. Her liver function is normal. She's a beautiful young lady that she's actually depicted on the cover of the book with you. And as attractive as you are, you know, you have a beautiful young daughter who looks fully recovered.
She is fully recovered. And she's stronger than me, and she's taller than me. She's grown so much.
Well, there's a tendency for that to happen, Denise, isn't there?
But you know that prednisone does stunt your growth,
sure.
And she had 5 years of prednisone, so I'm very happy to say that she's taller than me.
Exactly.
And it didn't stunt her growth.
She caught up. And, you know, I think that is in large part due to your efforts to get her off the medication at a critical point where, you know, once you use prednisone for too long, you permanently stunt the growth of children. That's one of the consequences of that medication. So,
how long is that?
There's a point where you actually close what are called the epiphyses. The epiphyses are little growth plates that are located within the bones. Mm-hmm. And once they close, there's little potential for growth. So what happened is, I think you probably stalled her growth. You didn't stall her, but the medicine stalled her growth. Mm-hmm. But there was sort of pent-up demand. And then when the medication was taken away, she probably had a lot of catch-up growth, and she actually realized her full height potential.
Right, yeah. Well, suffice to say, she's beautiful and healthy, and that's all I care about. And as you said, it's remission. If it does come back, that's okay. We'll put her back on the alpha-lipoic, because I did wean her off the alpha-lipoic after a year on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to test to see if that would be sufficient, because she said, I'm tired of taking 20 vitamins.
Right.
So
as is natural in
any
young person. I mean, when they're sick, you know, they're willing to do that. And that's what I endeavor to do with my younger patients. You know, it's very, like, we who are, you know, and I'll include you in that group, you're younger than I am, but, you know, older adults, they're very zealous. They're going to take a million supplements. But when it comes to kids, we don't want to overburden them with supplements because, A, it's difficult and time-consuming, and, B, it's sort of stigmatizing. And when they have to take a lot of supplements, it kind of reminds them that they were once ill, and that's a very unpleasant association. So we want to get rid of that as
possible. Well, now I just try and give her some supplements. I mean, I try it with all my children. Just take something, because you're not eating properly, and you're at college, and there's GMO food all throughout college. You're not going to have a stitch of organic food there. So just take some supplements. You know, you need your calcium as a growing person. You need your probiotics. And you need a multi. And if that's sufficient, fine. Otherwise, if it comes back and you have a flare-up, we'll go back on the alpha-lipoic. But now I'm not nervous, and I'm not scared that I'm going to lose my daughter and that she's going to die.
Indeed. Yeah. No, you know what? You can go back to a full court press using the protocol you used before, and she'll have a second remission.
And I just want to let you know that it's very, very important that people have a sense of calm, a sense of ease, that they will not die, that their children will not die. And that's why I wrote the book, because I want people to know that if I can do it, I'm a struggling mother who's just working like everybody else and raising their kids, and if I can find the protocol on the internet, you can too. You start with my book, it gives you the protocol, and you can figure it out after that. I want to empower people to be their own advocate. And yeah, I do. I have a host of doctors in my files that I refer people to that are open to medical treatment and alternative treatment. They have to know both to
Indeed.
Make the person healthy again.
I think it's an important therapeutic alliance if you can find a doctor who's open to the use of these therapies, but also keeps an eye out, because I think you have to be familiar with the real consequences of disease. to navigate these treacherous waters. So
And I have another little boy who was 12 years old. He was sick for many years. Unfortunately, the mother was so scared, and that's what happens with the traditional doctors. They get you scared, and they freeze you into submission. You have to listen to them or the kid will die. They literally will tell people that. So you do. And I finally found a woman who found me. I kept trying to convince her, just give the kid a chance on the vitamins. Just give him a shot. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to be right for everybody, but if you don't try, how are you going to know?
Exactly.
So she took all the information, kept talking to me, and never implemented the protocol until the doctor said to her, there's nothing else we can do for your child, and yes, he's going to have a liver transplant sometime soon. And that's when she broke down and she said, help me. And I found her a doctor. I found her two or three. She had her choice to drive to that was an MD, medical doctor, who knew the protocol and knew the antioxidant treatment. The first time the kid was there, he started feeling great because they gave him an IV treatment. He came home, and inside of a week or two, he felt different. And he said, Mom, I feel better than I've ever had before. Now, he is taking low-dose naltrexone, and I have to ask you for a full description of that.
Okay, great. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about low-dose naltrexone, because it's a favorite of many nutritionally oriented or innovative doctors, including Dr. Bert Bergson, who originated alpha-lipoic acid therapy for liver disease. And actually, the story, I think you retell it in your book, but Dr. Bergson was a young intern when he was given the responsibility of taking care of some patients who ingested poison mushrooms. Now, there's a type of mushroom that looks like very appetizing, but if you ingest even small amounts, it's fatal. It's called the death angel mushroom, and it's actually a common source of poisoning. And until recently, everybody died from that. It was just a matter of like a grim vigil, you know, keep them comfortable because they're going to die because in liver failure, this is many years ago before readily available liver transplant. So when your liver fails, you know, you start becoming yellow and you die.
Right.
So they said, you know, this is kind of one of the thankless jobs that they give to a young doctor. They said, well, just keep them comfortable and, you know, whatever they need, but they're going to die. But he wasn't resigned to that. He was idealistic and he said, I'm going to find a cure for my patients. And they said, yeah, sure, kid.
Right.
Do your thing. And so he's in those days, they didn't have the internet, and he spent a lot of time in the research library at, I think he was at a major
Cleveland.
University hospital. He was mm-hmm. Cleveland, mm-hmm. Cleveland Clinic. Mm-hmm. And he discovered that in Germany, they were giving this thing called alpha-lipoic acid to people with very serious liver problems and with poisonings due to this death angel mushroom. And he broached it with his preceptor, who was actually a very famous doctor. I forget who he was, but he's actually an author of many famous
Dr.
medical
Barter.
Texts. Yes, yes. And he's actually authored some very authoritative medical texts that medical students to this day use. So what's nice about this doctor is he was an academic doctor. He said, well, that's really interesting. I encourage you to try this. So let's get a hold of some alpha-lipoic acid. They got a hold of the alpha-lipoic acid. And ultimately, to the amazement of everyone, these patients survived. Their liver
within 2 weeks they walked out of the hospital.
Right, their livers, which were literally were shutting down, and all the cells in their liver were becoming necrotic and dying. They actually revived them. So they said, "Well, we really have something here." And he became, an authority on alpha lipoic acid. But unfortunately, because alpha lipoic acid is just a natural substance, he didn't get the backing of a major pharmaceutical company to embark on a huge campaign to get it tested and FDA approved and then marketed as a drug. So it's just available as a natural substance, and it's sort of a medical curiosity. If you have a serious mushroom poisoning, you can try that.
Right, but this is really important, and this is what I stress in the book, is you can't just get any alpha-lipoic, because the way Dr. Bergson explains it mm-hmm. is that it has to come from Germany.
Right.
That's the main source. That's the source of the best and highest quality. And then the processing of it, they can't effectively cook out the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be able to process it so that it's an effective alpha-lipoic. So the one that you recommend, I know, is good. I've heard that before. Mm-hmm. And the one that he recommends is really good.
Called Alamax is the one we use, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I use Biotech Pharmacal, and he uses metabolic maintenance, and these are two that he recommends.
Right.
But I still take alpha-lipoic every day, 600 milligrams.
I personally take it, too. And one of the reasons I take it, I don't have liver disease, thank goodness.
No.
But alpha-lipoic acid is considered the master antioxidant of the body, and it actually helps to replenish all the antioxidant systems of the body. So
it's the highest. I was told by a chemist from Glaxo that it is the highest antioxidant on the pyramid of antioxidants.
Right. So the antioxidants work together in concert, not individually. And alpha-lipoic acid is considered the master antioxidant, almost like the conductor of the orchestra. What's interesting about alpha-lipoic acid is that it also crosses the blood-brain barrier, so it can be very helpful as an antioxidant in the brain. We often use it for brain disorders, you know, patients who have MS or Parkinson's disease or simply...
Exactly. That's why it works for MS. I've been trying to tell people.
Right.
But also the low-dose naltrexone works with the MS,
yes.
If you could just explain that part.
Thank you. I keep stalling on that. So what's really weird about low-dose naltrexone is I first heard about it in the AIDS epidemic in the 1980s. You know, we didn't know what to do with these guys. And it literally was like the movie Dallas Buyers Club, where we were trying to come up with guerrilla tactics to deal with a disease that was killing people left and right, and the conventional medicines weren't working. So innovative approaches sprang up everywhere, and people were embracing this and that, and sometimes quacky things, and sometimes legitimate things. And one of the legitimate things was low-dose naltrexone, which was a low dose of a medication used to treat heroin addiction. Now, you might say, gee, I don't want to take that. You know, I'm not a heroin addict. Why would I bother? Well, a very low dose of a medication that blocks opiates, you'll get a high from taking heroin when you take naltrexone. But a very low dose of that blocks your endogenous opiate system for a short period of time. And what then happens is you reboot your production of endogenous opiates, which are very important in curing disease. It's sort of like the runner's high, endorphins. You know, you get that endorphin rush from exercise. Well, if the body makes more endorphins, this is a very powerful way of regulating the immune system and curing disease. It could be applicable to cancer, autoimmune disease, many conditions, fibromyalgia, I've seen it work. So this is a nonspecific therapy that supports and normalizes immune response.
Right.
And therefore, it's ideal for a condition like autoimmune hepatitis, but also many more common autoimmune conditions like MS, Crohn's disease, and so on.
But also, it is a drug, so you have to get it prescribed by a doctor.
Exactly.
And you have to be careful, and you have to be monitored.
Right.
So, it's good and bad because it is
it's a small dose.
It's
utterly harmless. I think the worst-case scenario is just to do much. But and occasionally patients, when they begin taking it, if they take it at a high dose, they might have a little bit of sleep disturbance because in those first few hours where it acts, it might cause patients to have a reduction in their own endorphin production, which can sometimes interfere with sleep. Sometimes patients have reported weird dreams. We then work up very gradually using very small doses, and usually patients end up tolerating it.
So
it costs about a buck a day. You know, it's not a very expensive medication.
Inexpensive. Yep. And that's why I say this is a formula, this is an antioxidant protocol that may be a little bit pricey at first because you have to take a lot of vitamins to kind of kickstart your body, and then you can taper off and just be on a moderate amount that you can afford. But it's so worth it because what you're doing is, and you know this, Dr. Hoffman, our whole system, our whole food system, our ecosystem is broken down. So we have like 3,000 chemicals a day that we are introduced to in the water, air, and food. We have to do something to make our body healthy anyway. Otherwise, more and more children and adults are going to, I mean, you see this in your practice. People are left and right. You can see all the autoimmune diseases that are occurring. More than ever before. In the 1980s, when we met, there were very few autoimmune diseases. They just were not heard of.
Right. No, certainly it's proliferating. It really is proliferating. And so, just in the book, you talk about you feature alpha-lipoic acid and low-dose naltrexone, but you actually talk about a wider array of nutritional support.
Yes.
And what are some of those elements? I don't want you to give away the entire
That's okay. It's really a good... It's a good book to take with you and to hold on to when you go to the health food store or when you go to the grocery store because a lot of people go, well, I don't know what to do if I'm not going to eat wheat and I'm not going to eat dairy. What do I do then? Well, there's a list there. It's a basic list, and it's very simple. And it's a dietary way to not have inflammation in your intestinal system. That's as basic as it can get. So you want to have wheat-free, you want to have dairy-free. You can eat meat, just don't eat tons of it, and it's got to be organic, because with all the injections and all the hormones they're putting into our animals, that's going into our system, and it's wreaking havoc on our intestinal tract. So are the GMOs. The GMOs are causing the leaky gut, which creates little tiny microscopic holes in your intestinal tract, and that's leaking your intestinal fluid into the bloodstream, and then we attack ourselves.
Right.
And then we wonder why we get these autoimmune diseases.
That's a very important concept in autoimmune disease, the leaky gut.
When 2003, when she had this, there was nobody who knew about this. Now, many people know about autoimmune hepatitis, or they know about celiac or Crohn's disease. Children didn't have celiac and Crohn's. I think a lot of times it's the food that, you know, that we're eating too. And of course, you know, pesticides you're putting on your lawn, and then the kid walks on it, and it gets all over the place. But there's just so many things. That's why, because we have to live in this environment, and we have to just, you know, exist and have a happy life, you got to take some vitamins. You got to take some precautions. You got to learn. You got to figure out. You get books like Curing Courtney, and you start to find out, oh, is that the way I'm supposed to eat? I had no idea. And what does that alpha lipoic mean? There's a whole chapter on alpha lipoic. I break it down like you and I are sitting over coffee and I'm explaining to you. Glutathione. What is that? That's what you need to build up in your body. There's a chapter on glutathione, because every cell in our body has a protein called glutathione, and if you have a low percentage of glutathione, you're going to have an immune system that acts up on you.
Indeed. And in fact, we sometimes administer it intravenously as well. Although,
right.
You know, there's oral precursors like N-acetylcysteine that can help you with glutathione production.
Yes.
And so those are some of the things that might be used. And liver disease, I think, is a great test case for complementary and alternative medicine, because it's so much about diet. It's so much about the condition of the intestinal tract.
Oh, yeah.
It's so much about food intolerances, and it's so much about critical nutritional deficiencies, where if we replenish the body with the right nutrients, the body can normalize its
yes.
immune response.
Absolutely. And a lot of these autoimmune diseases are like sisters and brothers. You know, you get one and you get another and another and another if you don't fix the initial problem. So you might start out with rheumatoid arthritis or diabetes, and then it turns into rheumatoid arthritis, and then it turns to hepatitis, autoimmune hepatitis, and you don't realize that your initial thing you should be doing is fixing your immune system, putting in the alpha lipoic, taking out the chemicals that are in your body by eating good GMO, non-GMO foods, organic foods. I always tell people, look, they go, I don't know what to eat. I said, look, do me a favor. What would you eat if you lived on a farm 100 years ago and there's nobody else there but your farm and maybe the guy next door who has a different farm? What would you eat? That's what you want to eat in your kitchen. You're not going to eat tons of wheat because they didn't have wheat fields there. I mean, that was like, you know, organic and meat, vegetables, fruits, seeds, some nuts, some grains. Not like the food pyramid says, you know, you have to have 60 to 80% of grains. No. That's just going to cause sugar and an imbalance in your body. So you have to have a good balanced diet, but your balanced diet is not what it was taught, not what we were taught when we were kids in school. It's not the right thing.
Indeed. I mean, it's sort of a historical aberration. I mean, we tend to think, oh, that's the traditional diet. It's really an invention of, you know, like post-war era,
right.
where we proceeded in the wrong direction, and the food industry just went with it to develop foods that you know, appealed to us as low fat, or, you know, had the attributes of these are diet foods or convenience foods, and we really got off on the wrong track. All right, so the book is Curing
Courtney.
And what's their call to action here? How do we?
Well, first of all, I do have a website. It's
yep.
www.curingcourtney.com, and of course, you don't need the www. Just write curingcourtney.com, and people can actually buy the book and get the protocol and actually start right there. See if it's something that it empowers them, because many people who don't have the hepatitis, first of all, if you have the hepatitis, any hepatitis, hepatitis C, by the way, or B, it actually helps with, or if that new one that you told me about, NAFLD.
Right. Well, that's the most common. That's the kind where if you eat too much, and usually too much in the way of sugar and carbohydrates, your liver will start to turn yellow, and it will be infiltrated with fat globules, and that's the most common cause of liver disease in America now.
I can help you with that, too. So people can contact me through the website if they need some help, or if they need to find a doctor in their area, and I do know doctors all around the world except for South Africa. I don't know India either, but there's a lot of people who can be helped by just starting on this protocol. It's not difficult. You got to change your life around, and you have to feed yourself good foods. And then, you know, you can end up as old as you and I in about 30, 40 years. We'll be having this conversation again.
And feeling great.
And feeling beautiful.
So I just want to acknowledge you for taking the time and having the gumption to do this on behalf of your daughter, because you saved her, and B, now you're taking it on the road, and you're helping innumerable other people, imparting the information and providing them with the confidence that they can beat their autoimmune diseases, and in particular liver disease. Yeah. So Curing Courtney, great book, the author, today's guest, Denise Gebay-Otten. And once again, give out the website, please.
It's curingcourtney.com. It's really easy. It's an alliteration. It slides off your tongue. And again, I can help you with finding doctors, and there's different vitamin protocols. And even I can help you to find the vitamin protocols that are less expensive if it's too expensive. I have sent many people to Dr. Hoffman also because he understands a similar protocol. He's done this a thousand times. There's just so many people, but not everybody can come to New York to see you.
Exactly.
So maybe there's somebody in Oklahoma.
We need to, you know, fit people to their circumstances and the level of involvement that they want to get into. So a mom, an investigative journalist, now a health advocate.
And my second book will be out next year.
Oh, seriously? What are you contemplating there?
I'm going to compile all the people together and show you their stories so that you can see that these are the people who healed.
Great.
It might have been called, "These are the people who healed."
Awesomely good.
But this way you understand that it's not just me. If you're not a female from New York who's in Wall Street and you don't relate to me, you might say, who is she? She's nobody. But and maybe the men may not relate to me at all. But if you see the guy who's 38 years old who's now playing basketball with his kid, or you see the 28-year-old who's been sick for 12 years and he's now doing great and traveling, or maybe you see Southern Belle from Atlanta and you relate to a Southern Belle or a different person who's from a different culture, Serbia. Somebody contact me from Serbia. I don't even know where Belgrade is in Serbia, but he's getting better and he's a world-class athlete. So maybe you're a world-class athlete and something happened to you. By the way, there's a former Mets, I don't know his name, and he has autoimmune hepatitis, and he kept saying, "I have to have a liver transplant," and I just can't find him. I'm trying to research him to contact him to say, "No, you don't need a liver transplant necessarily."
Well, great.
And it hurt his status and
his performance, right?
Yes, it did, and he had to go on the minors.
Wow. All right. Well, congratulations. Great work. The book Curing Courtney. Our guest, Denise Gebay-Otten, thank you very much for joining us today on
Intelligent Medicine.
Thank you.
Great to talk to you, Dr. Hoffman. Have a great day.
My pleasure. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us.